So let's review. Our daf begins the 11th parak, Amon and Nizaynis. Zok the Mishnah. Amon and Nizaynis benichsi yisaymim, ma'is yedah shalahen. When a widow receives support from the Yershin, they are entitled to her work and wages. The Gemara cites the Mishnah earlier on daf Nun Beis, which teaches a machlekes regarding the Yershin's obligation to support the Almana. The Anshe Galil, people living in the Galil, wrote in their ksubis, it's her choice. As long as she does not get married or does not demand her ksuba, she's entitled to support from her husband's estate. She has the option to stay and be supported. However, the Anshe Yehuda, people living in Yehuda, wrote in their ksubis, it's their choice. As long as the Yerushim do not give her the ksuba, she's entitled to support from her husband's estate. However, they have the option to give her the ksuba and are then no longer obligated to support her. Either way, when a widow receives support from the Yerushim, they are entitled to her work and wages. The Gemara explains, that an amana must provide the Yerushim with all the chores she did for her husband. Except for mixing the wine, preparing the bed, and washing his face, hand, and feet, it's inappropriate for her to these tasks for the yisaymim because they are derech chiba. They promote affection and might lead to intimacy. The Mishnah continues. However, v'ein chayav mikvurasa, her husband's yershin are not obligated to pay for her burial costs because yershel yershik subasa chayav mikvurasa. Her Yershin, who inherit her ksuba, are obligated in her burial costs, as Rashi explains. Because kvurasa tachas ksubasa, the obligation for kvura reciprocates the benefit of receiving her ksuba. The Gemara earlier in the Samach Tes taught, Amar Rava, helgasa mimikar koi veloy mimitaltli, bein lemezayni, bein leksuba, bein leparnasa. The support for the widow and daughters, the ksuba for the widow, and the nedunya for the daughters are all extracted only from a karka, but not from metatlin. However, Belazu says, Amana should tfasa metatlin b'mesenesel, masha tafsa tafsa. If a widow confiscated metatlin for her support, it is effective and she could keep it. Ravina adds, avalik subasa mafkinimena. If a widow confiscated metatlin for her ksuba, it is not effective, and we extract the metatlin from the widow. As the Shita Mukubetzes explains, because Amana gave ksubasa minim shabadim, a widow can extract her ksuba from sold properties. However, in a gave mezainis minim shabadim, she cannot extract support from sold properties. Mambar Avashi disagrees and says, hachinami liksuba. If the widow confiscated metatlin for support, the confiscation is effective because both mezainis and ksuba cannot be extracted from metatlin. And since tefisa is effective for mezainis, it is effective for ksuba as well. There's a principle of hamaitzi mechaver lo varaya, when a teveya, the plaintiff, claims you owe me money, and the nitfa, the defendant, claims I do not owe you the money. Being that the nitfa is the muhzik, he has the money in his possession, while the teveya is the maitzi, he wants to extract the money, and the burden of proof is on the maitzi. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan asks regarding mezainus, in a case where yisayimim oimer nesanenu, the yisayim claim that they gave them on the support. The here meres loy natalti, while the amana claims that she did not receive support. Ami lehevi raya. Who is the maitzi that must bring proof to make an extraction? Nichzi becheskes yasmi kaimi, v'alman lehevi raya. Does the amana have to bring proof because the yershim amuchzik, since the deceased's assets are in their possession? Or nichzi becheskes amana kaimi, v'al yisayim lehevi raya. The yershim must bring proof because the amana is muchzik, as Rashi explains. Shenishtabdu b'tznai bezdin. Since the assets are mortgaged to her ksuba, they are considered in her possession. The Gemara cites a brisa that it depends. Almona calls manchle nisis, al yisayim lehevi raya. If the almona claims her support before she remarries, the yisayimin must bring proof, because nichse becheskes almona kaimi. Before she remarries, the assets are considered in her possession, because of the chiv mezainis. However, nisis alel lehevi raya. If the almona claims previous support expenses, after she remarries, the amana must bring proof because nichzi becheskes yas mekami. As Rashi explains, mishenisis eina nechas b'shusa. Once she remarries, the assets are no longer considered in her possession. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Braisa. Mecheres lekeseves. Eilu lemezaynes mecharti. The eilu leksuba mecharti. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. When Amana sells the deceased assets to collect support or part of a ksuba, Rabbi Yehuda says, boy lefushe. She must include the details in the shtar mechira by specifying which assets were sold for support and which assets were sold for a ksuba. Rabbi Yisi Eimer, mecheres vekeseves stam. Vechein kecha yafa. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says, loy boy lefushe. She does not include the details. Rather, she writes a shtar stam, a general document, which is to her advantage. The Gemara offers three explanations of the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, boy lefushe, because he holds, nichze becheskes yas mikaymi, v'al halmanel hevi raya. Therefore, a shtar mefurish has an advantage, while a shtar stam has a disadvantage. And since she cannot collect her ksuba or support without proof, the Yershin can deny her claim for ksuba and support by claiming that these assets were also liksubasa, and she already received her entire ksuba, and they had given her metatlan for support, since it was a shtar stam. Rabbi Yisi says, loy bay lefushe, because he holds nichze becheskes almonakemi, v'ala yisem levi raya. Therefore, a shtar mefurish has no advantage, because she can collect her ksuba and support, even without proof. However, a shtar stam has an advantage, because as Rashi explains, em yichlu kol nichze yisemin, if the deceased assets will be depleted, she can extract her ksuba from a shabbatim by claiming that the assets were all sold lemezaynis, since it was a shtar stam. Because almana gave a ksubasim in a shabbatim, a widow can extract her ksuba from sold properties. However, in a gave mezaynis min a shabbatim, she cannot extract support from sold properties. The kuli alma nichse becheskes almana kaimi. Va'ali yisayim levi raya, they both agree that the yisayim must bring proof. However, Yehuda says bay lefrushe, because a shtar stam has a disadvantage. The loy likrula rab senusa, because one may assume that all the assets were sold from a zaynus, in which she will be considered a spendthrift person, which will prevent others from marrying her. The kuli alma nichse becheskes yas mikami, v'al almon lebi raya. They both agree that the almona must bring proof. However, Rabbi Yisi says loy boy lefrushe, because a shtar stam has an advantage, im yichlu kol nichse hayisaymin. If the deceased assets will be depleted, she can extract her ksuba from a shabbatim by claiming that the assets were all sold to mezaynus.